آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الله أكبر. Learning the lives of the Sahaba is really studying the lives of the best. The best of the best. رضي الله عنه. We learn about a Sahabiyya who was very close to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. All the Sahaba are special. But in ranking, after Ummahatul Mu'mineen, she holds a very similar category. She hailed from a foreign land, a land of the Christian people, a land that was under the Romans, after being under the Greek. A land where in history, subhanallah, Yusuf alayhi salam came to. And through him, alhamdulillah, the people were helped. And through him, alhamdulillah, the Muslims of the time, the Bani Israel, came there. A land where Hazrat Musa alayhi salam performed many miracles, where he transformed the staff into a real stick, and he gave da'wah, he invited the Pharaoh to Allah. A land where, subhanallah, the blessed mother of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam hailed from. Who is she? How did she become one of these glorious pearls, precious pearls, subhanallah, in the necklace of Nubuwwah? Subhanallah, she becomes part of Ahlul Bayt. How? And who is she? Subhanallah, she is none other than Hazrat Mariya bint Shamoon, radiyallahu anha. Mariya, radiyallahu anha. She came to Medina Munawwara after Sulhul Hudaybiyah, where there was a peace treaty between the Muslims, Medina Munawwara, and the Meccan community. And in that peace treaty, subhanallah, there was ceasefire for 10 years. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sahaba far and wide to convey the message of Allah's deen and to deliver the letters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inviting the different kings to Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got these letters enshrined and he had got his ring manufactured, subhanallah. And enshrined on the ring was Muhammad Rasulullah, subhanallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now obviously you start writing on the page from the top and then you go down. But here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got his name enshrined at the bottom. And Rasul above Muhammad and Allah right on top out of respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sent Sahaba radiyallahu anhum to the Persian emperor. He sent Sahaba to the Roman emperor. He sent Sahaba to the king of Abyssinia. He sent Sahaba to Bahrain. Where and where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent his letters? Why did he send this message to these non-Muslim kings? Many of them were the superpowers of the them day. But they also have to receive the message of Islam. The da'wat of Islam has to be given to the whole world. Just here I want to draw this lesson, respected Ummah. So many people we meet on a daily basis. How many of us are traveling, especially throughout the year? We all are travelers in this world. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. We all are journeying. We all are in this journey of this world. We are musafirun. We are travelers. But Allahu Akbar, we meet so many people. So many don't know. I ask you, they don't know who is our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try it out in your own circle. People out there in our countries know Jesus Christ, even though their belief about him is not correct. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But they feel they know so much because they've received the message about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam many, many a time, over and over again, for many, many centuries. But they don't know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How come? Why? This is my question to you. Who was supposed to tell them? Who was supposed to tell them? Who was supposed... Subhanallah, so many non-Muslims, the only information they gain about our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from negative sources. And then you and I make excuses. They know more about our religion than us. They know more... There's no such thing. They don't know. They only gain from incorrect sources. They don't know this magnificent, glorious, amazing beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom every Nabi came from. For his time,
for a period, for a community, for an area. They came for a limited period of time to a limited community. Our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for humanity in totality. His nubuwa transcended all bounds of race, nationality, color, region, language. All barriers, subhanallah, are transcended through the nubuwa of our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But today, why don't they know him? And who was supposed to tell them? You and I are comfortable in our day-to-day lives. We're very hunky-dory. And then to travel, to tell people, Allah forgive us, that we're not prepared to do. Many a time, alhamdulillah, we'll go to Muslims. Allah reward those who are doing that. That is also a great responsibility. To go to the non-Muslims, there's very, very few of us to take on this responsibility, which is a duty, which is also a great work and task of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah. And shockingly, we all want to travel. You go way and way in the world, there's Muslims traveling there. We go there and we make all out efforts in booking our tickets, elaborate planning. We have people to pick us up. We have our arrangements made, not only for Umrah, everywhere Muslims are going. Throughout the country, Muslims travel. But every arrangement will be made. Even the meat and the marinade, that also has to be to perfection. But we will not carry some literature, some information where we can share. Allah forgive us, this intention is not even anywhere in our minds. No, it's not our duty. Oh, we'll see. We're not prepared to go through a little bit of inconvenience to make some literature available, to carry a few booklets in our hand luggage. If something was important to us, we would have done so. We would have made some effort. There's so many suitable books. Just one message of Naji Arfaj. Just a brief illustrated guide to understanding Islam. A readily, easily available book explaining the miracles of the Quran. So amazing. We can carry a few of this in our hand luggage. And wherever we go in the world, through interaction, through akhlaq, through sharing, you're preparing a braai somewhere in some country or in some resort. You're already doing it. Whether you should do it or not, I'm not discussing that issue. People are doing it already. Brothers, you are doing it. Prepare a few extra pieces and not as leftovers, pass, send your children to give the people who are staying in that same resort with you with the intention of hidayah. Your wife prepared some lovely biryani, akni, put a few plates, send your son to that uncle, send your daughter to that auntie. And like that, we have a mission, we have a purpose, we have a goal. But is that too difficult for us? Islam is right there in Lodium, available. Teachers have got this book translated in Allahu Akbar, almost every language. He won't even charge you. Go there, pick up this kitab. Islam is. We went to Botswana, we even managed to get the Setswana translation. Alhamdulillah, how many we took to the people. And people are so elated when you make it available to them. Everything we check up. What's the weather like? We check up. What food people eat there? We check up. We'll need some extra sauce. That also will find place in our luggage and we'll wrap it up properly. But something for somebody to get hidayah. A few translations of the Quran. Keep it. Present it. Look for opportunities. Like a fisherman. Like a fisherman. How he puts the bait and he stands waiting and he waits for the bite. Sees the opportunity. Like a businessman. Like a trader. Like an entrepreneur looking for the catch. This without any ulterior motive. What is our motive? That humanity must know the truth. Humanity must also hear the truth about our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through our journeys also. Render the adhan wherever we go. In a beautiful tone. Where it's not hidden from people. Make deen available with akhlaq, with character, with kindness. And those very few that are not interested, do not force them. No problem, sir. Have a lovely day. May God bless you. And carry on. There are so many who are interested. But the devil will whisper to us, no, we'll start this when all the Muslims come right. Or, no, what if they ask us something complicated? Brother, sister, nobody's asking complicated things. Very few ask that. And we do have the answer that, you know, I'm going to get back to you. Such a good question you've posed. I will get back to you. And you take their number and you speak to the ulama and you'll get the answer for them. But don't make frivolous, flimsy excuses not to fulfill our duty. When we are going everywhere. So here Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. He sent them to convey the message, to give the dawah, to convey the deen. He sent them with the letter. Sometimes the devil will whisper, no, what if they throw it away? Not even a fraction of people, not even 1% will throw it away. Most people's reaction would be, thank you, we really appreciate it. Imagine if wisely you helped the elderly man pick up his bag, you helped him put his bag in his trolley, you helped the elderly ma, your wife helped that elderly ma, you were going to bring one cup coffee for your wife, you saw an elderly man, you brought an extra cup, after that you gave one literature, just one message, sir, here's something for you, enjoy it on your journey. And if you want to make more information available, a book on the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's so much of literature available from so many sources. You can order from Darul Ihsan, beautiful literature, from IBC. You can order us a minimal fee. Keep it available. Some people, Allahu Akbar, we have elaborate businesses. Every sort of, mashallah, goods we have available. Before the amount reaches 20-30% of what's left, we make sure we order again. We must have the stocks, especially during the seasonal times. But you give them some literature, it's hidden somewhere in some back cupboard. Do you need a few more? You ask the man 2 or 3 years later, oh, there still is. Subhanallah. There's no concern that humanity, at least those who we are interacting with, and look how the devil has tricked us. He puts this whispering also in our brains and our minds that maybe the customer won't come back. That you worried about. And I tell you, 99% the man is going to come back because what you gave him was some means of salvation. He will see the truth that Islam is not terrorism. Islam is the truth. And some people who might very slight chance that someone will object, what you'll say is, see, there's so many incorrect sources portraying Islam as barbaric or terrorism. How shouldn't we express the truth to them? Don't the missionaries portray their message in the same way? We want people to know the truth about Islam. We're not forcing people. And when you explain that nicely to people, they really appreciate it. Then even the one person who tries to stop you, even that person will take. And subhanallah, let us not lose out and let us not shirk concerning our responsibility. And who was the Sahabi who our beloved sent to give da'wah to this king where this great Sahabiya hails from? The Sahabi was none other than this Badri Sahabi, Hazrat Hatib bin Abi Balta'a, radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Hatib arrives in the imperial court of Alexandria by the king, Jurayj ibn Mina. His title was Muqawqis.